Okay, now we're pretty much at the end of Whistle Stop Tour. And it is, let me emphasize, a Whistle Stop Tour. We were talking about essential coaching skills. I would say what we've been doing definitely does meet that description. These are essential coaching skills. Are they the only ones? No, they're not. So there is a lot more than we have covered in just these 2 days. But even though that is the case, I do think that if you start to utilize what we've been doing, then I think you're going to have a feel for what coaching may be about, and especially the spirit of it. If you can combine the spirit of coaching with skills and technique, then you have a formidable combination. If you just have skills and technique, but you don't have the spirit, what you tend to have is a lot of either lists or somehow a lack of depth in coaching. If you have the spirit, you may get there even without the skills, but if you have the spirit and the skills, you really can deliver for yourself and others. And that's true not just if you're a coach, it's true in many other contexts where coaching as an approach could be enormously valuable. I would say that anybody who's a parent would benefit from being able to have a coaching approach to child rearing. And similarly, if you're a manager, there are going to be times when a coaching approach on the hoof, a passing conversation, briefly, in a corridor, can actually cause somebody to have a much greater sense of their own capacity, awareness of what they're about, and clarity of purpose in terms of orientation. So there are many, many applications here. And I don't think you have to be perfect before you start. I think it's important that you don't walk out thinking, oh, you're coaching, yes, I've done that. Yeah. That would worry me. My hope is that actually you begin to be curious. And if I've whetted your appetite, then, well, who knows, we may meet again in a time of your choosing. But for now, I think if you leave here with some clarity about your own life, that is probably the best thing you can do if you're involved in any kind of coaching relationship. And rather than simply telling other people what they should be up to, you are able to be a behavioral demonstration of some of the efficacy of coaching. So I trust that you have been making this work for you. First, if it works for you, it'll naturally work for other people when you're hanging out with them, whatever the official reason. And until we hang out again, whatever the official reason, thank you.
International Teaching Seminars has pioneered the practical applications of the most advanced change technologies as they develop. Throughout the year, ITS offers programs that enable people to apply leading-edge knowledge so that they can move forward in their professional lives while at the same time learning how to experience real personal fulfillment. If you're interested in finding out more about what's possible, as well as learning about NLP and coaching, visit the ITS website at www.itsnlp.com or call ITS on 01268 777 125. If you're interested in taking coaching further and would like to talk over how to get the right kind of coach, please call ITS on 01268 777 125. That's 01268 777 125. Or email us at info@itsnlp.com. That's info@itsnlp.com.